Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
We possibly could be looking at the greatest quarterback of all time. No disrespect to Tom Brady and what he's been able to accomplish.
How dare you?
Dale Arnold.
What? Because he sucks.
Mind your own friggin' business. Go away.
Rich Keith.
This is the difference between Celtics and other teams. You know, you get the steak, you get chicken, you get all kind of like, you know, like the French toast. And
keep eating it, fat boy.
Dale and Keith. Middays.
Menage a trois.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I'll tell you what, we're in store for a good one today. It's Dale and Keith. Dale is off. Greg Dickerson is here, and he ran through the door at 10 o'clock, sprinted through the door, ready to go today. Greg, how are you? I already know the answer.
I haven't sprinted much.
But how are you?
I'm grumpy. I'm tired.
You're sore?
I'm tired.
Okay.
I didn't get much sleep last night, so don't.
Yeah, you were on the air last night?
Don't tick me off with your stupidity.
I'm not stupid. I'm just.
No, I didn't say you were stupid.
The program. I'm asking how you're doing.
I don't want this to be like my son, where I say he does something. No, I didn't say you were stupid.
No.
I said you did something
you're
stupid.
Acting stupid.
Right, you're acting stupid. It's not that you are stupid.
You yourself are not stupid. Now, you were on last night?
I was with Rob Bradford.
Did you save some takes for today?
I did.
We're
going to
need some takes.
It was with Rob Bradford, so I'm a little.
You actually probably
4 hours with Rob Bradford is like 8 hours with anybody else.
He probably didn't even really say much, actually.
No.
With Rob.
No, it was easy.
Let him go.
I just said, Rob, talk baseball.
He just read a few of his articles, and then that was kind of it.
He pontificated about Xander Bogaerts for 4 hours, and
a lot
then
of good
we were
Bogaerts
done,
talk.
And then next thing I know, I'm running to the studio here.
Here it is.
Joe Kelly called in twice last night.
The machine gun, he was able to.
They didn't even replay it. They just had him on a second time.
Well, that's good. You're able to get a hold of him. Where are you, Greg, on the Cam Newton excitement? Are you all in?
Are
you as excited as the Patriots are?
I was excited before the hype video, and then I saw the hype video.
The hype video is really what does it for you. They don't do that for just anybody. They don't do that for the Brian Hoyers.
It's a little pathetic.
Pathetic?
I'm a man in his late 40s.
Yes.
And I got excited.
You got excited.
Like a little.
No, that's not the 16-year-old
schoolgirl.
That's the beauty of
over
sport.
The hype video. I was like, this is great.
That's the beauty of sports, right? It brings the kid out of you.
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole point? But they are very, very much on board with that. Do you think it is got to do with Tom Brady and Tom Brady's hype videos that he's been doing in Tampa, and it's sort of like, hey,
I always think that there is something linked to a Tom Brady. Yes.
Right. Like you have a long relationship. That relationship, for whatever reason, ends.
You flaunt the new girlfriend.
Each has somebody new, and you're not going to, you know, not be proud of that new person, right? You're going to show off that new person, and I think both are dealing with that. I think Brady's doing it in Tampa, fine.
Newton is certainly doing it.
Newton himself is. Oh, yeah, because Newton's dealing, you know, he's left Carolina after all these years. Right. That's sort of like a, you know, not as important for us here, but like he's got a lot to prove to them and to everybody else in the league that said no.
I'm one of those guys that looks at Cam Newton and doesn't just think of it as 1 year.
Yeah.
I think I'm one of the few people.
Yeah.
Who legitimately thinks there could be a 3-4-5 year window with Cam Newton. Why couldn't there be?
I don't think that's crazy at all because. If Cam Newton is just a one and done guy, aren't they in the same spot next year as they were this year?
Not necessarily, because everything depends on Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah, but if Jarrett Stidham doesn't play, I'm saying if Newton plays and is one and done and he plays well, so he's going to command a lot of money.
Yep.
And hypothetically, the Patriots don't pay him. You still don't really know. All right, yeah, you've had Stidham on the team for 2 years, but how many games has he played?
Here's a question. How much money is going to be out there a year from now? Let's say
let's play
that game, and Cam Newton plays great.
Good question.
And even if you think Jared Stidham is ready, but Newton plays great, shows that he's healthy, there's not a ton of money out there, there's not a ton of teams out there who need quarterbacks who have the money, who can give him the, whatever, $25 million, why is it so crazy to think that he would come back here for 3 years?
It's not.
And get that second-year Randy Moss deal.
And they can even franchise him. Not, I mean, that's going to be a lot of money, but that's in his contract where they can franchise him, and so we'll see if that ends up being a possibility. I do wonder, you're right, if teams say, you know what, we didn't have fans, or we had half fans, or whatever it was, and I don't know, maybe they even had to take away a couple of games. Like, I don't want to go that far down the road, but if that happens, they're not going to be spending as much money, although Patrick Mahomes just sort of raised the bar for every other quarterback, and, you know, Dak Prescott's going to cash in, I would assume. Maybe Deshaun Watson will at some point, but going back to the Cam Newton hype video and everything circling around him, when Brady left, I thought if the Patriots made the playoffs, that is a big success. This is before Cam Newton.
You're talking
about
Stidham.
Cam Newton.
With Stidham or Hoyer?
Stidham or Hoyer, isn't that a big success? You make it to the playoffs? That's huge.
8-8.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I would have, with Jared Stidham, when I was thinking that Jared Stidham would be quarterback of this team, or possibly a Brian Hoyer start and then Jared Stidham takes over, I would have been okay with 7-9 and seeing a quarterback. Like, to me, this year, 2020 has completely changed. I would have been fine with 7-9, 6-10, had and watched Stidham improve as the year goes along.
They have to be a playoff team now. Without a doubt, they have to be a playoff team. But from there, where does it go? Because I'm just wondering, like, with these hype videos, and by the way, you kind of have to, you have to recognize what the Patriots do, and you can call them hypocrites or whatever you want to say, because they're the ignore the noise team, right? Mm. They've done videos where people are trashing them, and they're like, well, what do they know? But if somebody says something good about them, they put that in the video, right? They put Stephen A. Smith saying he likes the deal in the video. They put Ryan Clark saying this is going to work out great.
I remember hearing the Max Kellerman 0% chance that he's. Was it Kellerman who said that?
Yeah, I think it might have been. So yeah, they didn't put that in there. But anyway, they are very much on board. They're hyping them up, and also, you know, you see some of the Vegas odds where suddenly they are the third best team in the AFC. So last year they lost in the wild card round with Brady, but now it kind of feels like they need to get at least to the divisional round. If they lose to the Chiefs in the divisional round, I don't think people will say, oh my God, what a mess of a year. But anything, and maybe the Ravens, but anything short of that, don't you think that's the expectation now?
Yeah, because, I mean, if Cam Newton stays healthy.
Well, yeah, I'm operating under that he does. Because I think if not, then sure, you have your outs and you can say, well, I didn't expect anything out of Stidham anyway.
Right.
But if Newton's able to play over 90% of the snaps, which is what, you know, is incentives, then yeah, I think they got to be in the division. They got to be one of the four best teams.
Here's my only thing, and I contradict myself a bit by saying this. He's still throwing to the same guys that Brady was throwing to last year. That was just, I don't want to say a garbage, but a hot mess. It was a hot mess.
That is insulting. They were not very good.
No.
Now, he was working out with N'Keal Harry yesterday. Did you see that?
I saw the video.
He looked good.
You know who looked good was N'Keal Harry.
N'Keal Harry
I saw a couple
good.
Of passes that were pretty high.
Makes
and I'm
a
like,
play.
Bring those suckers down a little bit. But
Cam's not known for his accuracy.
No, I know.
That's not his number one thing.
But N'Keal Harry was snatching those in. I was just thinking to myself, and I said this to Rob last night on the show. Wow.
Yeah.
What a crazy thing for a veteran quarterback to work with a young wide receiver.
How about that? I can't get enough of this stuff. I could go for one hype video a day for Cam from the Patriots. They can alternate days, do whatever they want. But I think N'Keal Harry caught more passes from Cam Newton yesterday than he did from Brady all last year.
That would be the case. Yes,
I think that's not crazy. We've also seen him working out with Mohamed Sanu. Yeah. We were kind of making fun of Mohamed Sanu's workout video yesterday because he didn't look great, and yet he still decided to post it. But anyway,
Did he look better than he did last year?
So the answer is yes.
So post it.
So going back to the wide receiver thing, I'm with you. It's not a great group, but N'Keal Harry played half the season. Mohamed Sanu played half the season. Could you get more out of those guys this year?
Yes.
And then, you know, and Edelman.
You should. And then you got
tight ends.
I always question Edelman because of the health.
Yeah.
Because of the age and because of the wear and tear at the wide receiver position at that age. The tight ends are complete wild cards.
Wild cards.
Glad that they drafted them, but you have no idea whether they're going to be able to
compete
and give you.
That is true.
You got to factor that in.
Okay, fine. You just said it. Wide receiver, tight end, whole collection of pass catchers can't be worse than last year. I will agree with you 100%.
Not with Lacoste and N'Keal Harry.
And listen, this isn't a dump on Brady thing, because I think Brady's still a great quarterback, and I think he's going to have a great season. But I think if you factor in what makes Cam Newton good, and you know, now all of a sudden on the goal line, you run it three straight times to Sony Michel, he gets stuffed three straight times. Or, I don't know, you take a guy who's the biggest player on the field and just have him do a QB sneak for a touchdown. I think things like that are going to make the offense a little bit better, or at least the opportunity to. But Harry's a big wild card. Harry's a first-round pick. He has to be productive. If not, then you're kind of scrambling. Then you're looking around, you're saying, you know, is it
Jacoby Myers?
Yeah, Myers, Bird, or Marquise Lee? Like, I have less faith in those guys. But I think the expectations now are pretty high, and maybe the Patriots are even doing some of that themselves.
Let me ask you this. And I threw this at Andy Hart the other day, and it was at the end of the show, and we never really got anywhere. And I asked it in a different way, so I'm going to ask it to you
Let's
in a different way.
Let's pretend I didn't hear the first time you
okay,
asked it.
Okay, but I'm going to ask it to you in a different okay,
yes,
way,
yes,
okay?
Yeah,
all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yes.
Will you let me get the words out, damn it?
Yes, I will.
I've only been on the air three times in the last 6 months, okay?
Okay, I understand.
Trying to get it out.
I understand.
Are the expectations higher with Cam Newton or Tom Brady? Tom Brady back with this offense. Tom Brady back with the same wide receivers. Tom Brady not necessarily doing the offseason work that he's doing down in Tampa versus Cam Newton.
So you have Brady back this year, and it's just more of the same? Like no OTAs?
He's just showing up. Whole 9 yards. He's doing what he did last year.
That is a
Are
really
your expectations
question.
Higher with Tom Brady or Cam Newton? I think, to me, I'll answer my own question. I think it's Cam Newton, but I think part of that is just because of the unknown factor.
I think so.
I don't know if it's realistic or not.
I think so, too. And it's also like there's just a shot in the arm kind of thing. Like I think the whole team is going to be rejuvenated. Mm-hmm. The quarterback is going to be as motivated as anybody. And just another year of Brady, I don't know why you would expect it to be different. Even though, again, it's weird for me to say that because I do think Brady's still a good quarterback. I think he's going to have monster numbers with Evans
Why
and Godwin
is that?
Because of the talent. 100% because of the talent.
Tom Brady with great weapons is still great. Tom Brady with mediocre weapons, I think he's still very good, but I don't think he makes N'Keal Harry better. I think Cam Newton could make N'Keal Harry better in year two than Tom Brady would make N'Keal Harry better in year two.
I agree with that. If Brady was back, would you pick them to win the division?
Yes. Only because I still don't trust the division.
Yep, so I'm the same. So with Newton...
Well, this is going to be a sucky show if we're going to agree about everything.
The division's great. It's the greatest division in sports. If Stidham was the quarterback, would you pick him to win the division? I would not.
No.
At that point, I'd take the
pills. No, I'd go with Buffalo.
So that's the thing is I think maybe the ceiling is a little bit higher with Newton, as crazy as that is to say. But Newton and Brady, I'm picking them to win the division either way. Stidham, no.
Yeah.
Hoyer, no.
Right.
So, okay. So I think that's we're kind of in line there. But that is an interesting way of putting it, because why would you expect completely different results if you brought back the exact same roster from last year?
If anything, the
defense is a little bit worse.
With a quarterback that has proven that he's not necessarily getting the younger guy. I mean, we just sat here and brought up the two rookie tight ends.
Yeah.
Based on recent history, what would have made any of us believe that Tom Brady would be out there 9-to-5 in it with the two rookie tight ends working out in a field somewhere?
Probably not.
Right.
I feel like
if he's not doing it with N'Keal Harry and Jacoby Myers, why is he doing it with the two rookie tight ends?
No, that's true. And at one time he had two really good rookie tight ends, but I feel like Gronk's rookie year, he did have 10 touchdowns, but
it was a different quarterback. He was a different quarterback.
2010?
He was a different person back then.
But I'm saying 42 catches for 546 yards. His monster breakthrough year was year two for Gronk.
Right.
Was my point. So even and these guys that they drafted are no Rob Gronkowski. But even with them, like
But wasn't Brady back then? And even 3 or 4 years ago, Brady made mediocre players good.
I think in 2007 it changed. I think you'll go all the way back to 2007. I think 2001 through 2006. It was the cliche, favorite guy's the open guy.
Yeah.
2007, my favorite guy's Moss and Welker.
No, but I think early in his career, he made mediocre wide receivers.
He did then. Oh, Gibbons,
whether
Patton,
it was Gibbons, Jabbar Gaffney, whoever it was.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But yeah, I think just like I think Brady is going to be super motivated in Tampa Bay, and it's sort of just like, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say his passion is necessarily back, because I think he still was competitive. He still wanted to win, but it was just different for him last year.
It was miserable.
And see, he was sad. He was so sad during the games, after the games.
Poor guy, 8-0.
8-0. I'm the saddest 8-0 quarterback. Like, good Lord. But so that's different for him. It's going to be different for Cam Newton. I think even Bill Belichick. It's going to be a different feel for the team.
But I also think that there's something to my excitement level. Obviously, it's the newness.
Yes. You know,
Twenty years of Tom Brady, right? Yeah. But the newness, and not only the newness of a different quarterback, but also the style. It's not like you're bringing somebody in who is almost a carbon copy of Tom Brady, where they're slow in the pocket, good passers, methodical.
If they replaced Brady with Phillip Rivers, would we be as excited?
Not even close.
You'd be like, he's a very competent quarterback, and you know what? They might win the division.
I would be wearing a Tampa Bay Buccaneers hat. I would be so pissed at the Patriots for bringing in somebody like Phillip Rivers.
Even like Andy Dalton, I'd be like, all right, he's probably good enough where they win some games, but they're not a real contender, and where's the real excitement? Cam Newton brings that, and out of all the quarterbacks, again, besides Brady, that move teams, I think he really provides that for a franchise, because he's got that kind of superstar persona. And again, coming off of an injury, I think a lot of people have kind of written him off. The whole league kind of wrote him off, but he's, what, 31 years old? And, you know, Tom Brady had one season where, you know, he got hurt, played in one game, and played in every other game. I know Newton had a few different surgeries, but the point is, he was normally playing 15, 16 games.
And the other thing that excites me and intrigues me about Newton is, it's not like he has had his career littered with great options. Obviously, he had Christian McCaffrey for a couple of years, but look at his wide receivers throughout the years.
Terrible. Steve Smith, early in his career.
Yes.
His rookie year where he threw for 4,000 yards, he had Steve Smith. But after that, that group of Devin Funchess, Jericho Codrey, Philly Brown, Calvin Benjamin.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Calvin Benjamin was. Yeah, he really was. He had some big wide receivers that were kind of slow, couldn't get open. Greg Olsen, very good tight end.
Yeah, Greg Olsen, great tight end.
But overall.
You would never look at his group throughout the years and say, wow, he was just littered with great weapons.
No, he wasn't. And so maybe N'Keal Harry, and I think that's a good point. You know, N'Keal Harry with Newton versus N'Keal Harry with Tom Brady, what's a better chance of a breakthrough season? It feels like Newton, you know, because Newton's also used to where they're like, hey, we're giving you Devin Funchess. Like, really? This guy stinks. But you know what? I'll make it work. Like, he threw it to Devin
Funchess. He'll get open. He'll get free.
Even like Ted Ginn. Ted Ginn was a very one-dimensional player, but he's like, all right, fine. I'll chuck it deep to Ted. He'll come up with, what do you have, 10 touchdowns that year? I think in Newton's rookie year. So plenty of Cam Newton, as it's been for the last couple of weeks here on the show. But another topic that came up yesterday, and I think we're going to try to find a way to do this a little bit better, because when you want to know the answer to something, you go to Twitter.
I thought you were going to say you go to me.
Nope, Greg. Oh, well, you know what? I'll ask you anyway. Right. But we're going to put up some Twitter polls because...
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly.
I think there's a
I don't really care what you have to think, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
You're just here. Right?
You're filling space.
Yeah, it's fine.
I understand that.
There's a changing of the guard in Boston sports, right?
Really?
No Tom Brady, no Gronk, no Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
Maybe Kyrie, if you want to throw him on there. Yeah. So who's the most popular player in the city? And I think what we're going to do is first we're going to find out who the most popular player is per team. That seems to be the logical way to do it, and then maybe we'll figure out who the most popular is. So I want to get I'm curious who yours is, because when we did this yesterday, me, Dale, and Shime all had a different person at number one. So I'm curious who's currently playing on one of the four teams, who is the most popular. So get to that. Your phone calls as well, 617-779-7937. Plus, we got our weekend review coming up at 12:30 today. And there is some news as it relates to Chris Shime's favorite betting pastime. They might be a little bit of trouble. We'll get to that as well. It's Dale and Keefe, Greg Dickerson, in for Dale, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back to Dale and Keith.
I'll let this cat out of the bag on WEEI.
I wrote this thing. I said, why can't Xander Bogaerts be the next face of Boston sports? And obviously Tom Brady is...
Can I give you a reason why?
Hold on.
Okay.
There's a lot of things to pick through here. So I use the analogy, you get in the cab in Seattle, you say, I cover Boston sports, Tom Brady is the first name that's going to pop up, right? So, but one of the things I point out with Xander Bogaerts and with he doesn't worry about his brand.
You worry about your brand, Keith?
Let me first ask John a question. Why'd you play that? Second, the answer is no, I'm obviously not worried about my brand. You see the way I dress. You see the way I handle myself. No, I'm not all that worried
about my brand. That's part of your brand.
All right, you know what?
The hat on backwards.
Turns out I'm very worried about it.
Okay. Am I going to get to answer that question?
Yeah.
Well, we did a segment yesterday where we discussed this.
It was a little meandering.
All of a sudden, there's a post up on WEEI.com discussing the same topic, and then apparently 3 hours of the night show was dedicated to that topic.
It's a big topic. You're welcome.
4 hours. Hey, you're welcome. 4 hours.
You're welcome for coming up with that, for that.
Appreciate
something
it.
That nobody would ever discuss. But who's the most popular athlete?
Rob wrote about it.
Though. So Rob had a
Rob.
Good,
Rob, so
oh, Rob did.
I was under the impression.
No, I discussed it first.
I was under the impression that Rob wrote about it. You guys then discussed it. So you guys discussed
it first.
Conspiracy theory, or Keefspiracy, if you will, is that Rob actually saw it on my rundown earlier in the day and was like, oh, I'm going to try to scoop them on this.
Yeah,
get this post out quick.
But regardless, we were talking about it yesterday. Rob has his sort of litmus test where it is somebody in the cab talking about it. For me, it might even be, like, my wife's not a big sports fan. So if I ask her, like, do you know who fill in the blank is? And if she does, then all right, they're already kind of at a different level. Like, you could ask her who's, I don't know, you know, she would know who Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Rajon Rondo, Ray Allen were, but probably nobody else on the team. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, know Semi Ojeleye?
She would not know Semi Ojeleye, I don't believe.
I said to Rob last night, as he waxed poetic about Xander Bogaerts, I said, have him walk down the street on one side of Boylston, have Cam Newton walk down the other side of Boylston. Who's getting mobbed? Who's getting recognized?
That'd be Cam Newton.
Thank you very much. By about 70 to 30%.
I think so, too. And that's another one. I wonder how many Red Sox players, like my wife, or a non-sports fan would even know.
Well, I said to Rob.
Whereas they all know Cam. I think they know Cam Newton. Maybe not. Maybe not.
I bet your wife knows
Cam Newton?
She at least knows the name. She knows the name.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
No, she does.
She does now.
I talked to her about it.
Okay,
she knows who Cam Newton is. She's well aware.
So when we did this exercise yesterday, I thought out of all the four teams, guys currently on one of the four teams, that to me, Julian Edelman is the most popular athlete. Dale said Xander Bogaerts, so Dale agreed with Bradfoe, and then Scheim said Jason Tatum. Here, the Scheim came running down the hallway, the village idiot, to jump into the conversation. Here's Chris Scheim. Although it's not Jason a bad guess. Tatum. It's not a bad. So, Greg Dickerson, who do you think is number one?
Cam Newton.
Nice. Yeah, I had him number. I had him number two. I can't really argue with it.
He's the most recognizable athlete in the city.
It's the sport and the position, but also his personality.
His personality, the potential, the you're winding the fact that he replaces Tom Brady. All of that
stuff. I think
stuff.
It's a good take. Dale's response, because he didn't have him in his top five, I had him number two.
He didn't have him in his top five?
No, and he said he hasn't played a game yet.
Is but Dale the one voting for the voting for quarterbacks on this Jeremy Fowler list?
Oh, no, we'll get to that at top ten.
Where he picks...
Somebody at Mahomes is the fourth best quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know somebody who that like that. Was. Carson Wentz is number two.
Yeah, that seems a little high. He didn't have Cam, and he said because he hasn't played a game yet. And I flipped it on him. I said, Tampa Bay, not exactly a ravenous sports fan base.
Yeah,
but who do you think is the most popular athlete in Tampa Bay right now?
Steve Stamkos.
It's probably Steven Stamkos. Besides that, it is probably Vinny Castilla and Greg Vaughn. No, it would be Brady 1, Gronk 2.
Yeah.
Neither guy has played yet, and it's probably, it doesn't matter. So it's definitely Cam Newton. I think the way to do this, though, because it is kind of up in the air. It's not Brady, Gronk, David Ortiz, Pierce, like it had been for so many years. We don't really know who it is. Twitter polls. You can't beat a good old-fashioned Twitter poll. So we're going to put these up today, at Dale Keefe, WEEI. I think the best way to do it is go sport by sport first, find out who the most popular guy is on each team, and then from there... put those four into a thing, and then there's your answer. So for the Patriots, I think Newton and Edelman, without a doubt, would be on the poll. Who would the other two Patriots be? Right?
Stephon Gilmore?
Stephon Gilmore, I think Gilmore and Dante Hightower.
So no Devin McCourty?
Kennedy Stidham.
Stop it. Stop.
Get out of there.
Actually, 2 weeks ago, Jarrett Stidham would have been on the list. People were really working themselves up into a lather about Jarrett Stidham.
David Andrews.
Nope, it's not him either.
The New England Patriots love Jarrett Stidham.
All right, fine, Diana. We'll put him on the poll.
Joe Thuney.
Belichick. Belichick probably, but like we're doing players. We're doing players.
Quincy Adebayo.
If you're not going to take it seriously, we're not going to do it. No, I'm going to take. So, Newton, Edelman, Gilmore. For sure. And then either McCourty or Hightower. Whose jersey do you think you see more at Gillette? Hightower's or McCourty's?
Hightower's.
All right.
McCourty, because there were two of them.
Just right, McCourty. Right. They can combine for votes. Right. That's fine. All right,
they already share a Twitter account. So.
They do. Yeah, they do. All right, so let's go with those four for the Patriots.
Wait, so which one did we decide at the fourth? Hightower or McCourty?
Correct. Just put it. No, Hightower. We said Hightower. Bruins. To me, it would be all three guys on the top line and Chara.
Kevin Miller.
And Greg's going Kevin Miller. Greg, we need to get correct answers and responses here before we get slappy.
Tuca.
Okay. You think Tuca for real?
Yeah. I think as much as he's embattled,
Bergeron, Pastrnak, Marchand,
yep.
And Chara. I think Tuca's probably
somebody
fifth.
Called last night and mentioned Chara. You put Chara as
I think
Chara's
more
four?
Popular than Tuca.
And I also think recognizability comes into
yes.
play.
Yeah,
okay, that's fine.
If you're doing that part.
Chara in public more than any other Bruin.
Yeah, so let's go with those four. I think that's easy.
And Chara, I don't want to say Chara can do no wrong, but obviously he is far less criticized than Tuca is, so I see your point.
Yeah, that's just the thing with Tuca is like the fan base is almost split on him. You know, half of them, he might be their favorite player, and then the other guys, they want to get rid of him, where you don't have that with the other guys. For the Celtics, definitely Tatum, Kemba Walker, Jaylen Brown, and I would probably say Marcus Smart.
Yes.
Taco Fall.
Taco's super popular.
I mean, they tried to get him into the All-Star
game.
Taco's
super popular.
He might be more popular than Kemba Walker.
You know what number two is?
Who?
For the Celtics? Tatum's number one.
Tatum's one.
Smart is number two.
Marcus Smart.
People are just driven insane by the threes and by the shooting sometime, but he is the prototypical
but the Celtic fan
Boston
him.
Athlete
yes.
that we absolutely yes. love, who just busts his balls, busts his ass, and goes out there and does everything he's supposed to do and everything you want
That's
a guy
true.
To do. To me, I don't think it's even close.
Okay.
I don't think it's even close.
So let's do Tatum, Smart, Brown, and I think you got to put Kemba over Taco. Kemba started the All-Star
Cantor.
Game. Kemba,
I'll take Cantor over Taco. At least
okay.
Cantor plays.
All right.
Cantor's he's entertaining as hell, yes. and he actually gives you something on the floors. I'd take him over Taco
okay.
Fall.
All right, but don't put either of those guys on there.
So we're going Kemba Walker.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
cool.
yeah. Red Sox, Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers, line.
The guy who hit the home run
JD
yesterday.
Martinez?
No, yeah, JD Martinez for sure.
The guy who hit the home run.
And should we put the guy who hit the home run? Should we put Chris Sale, even though he's hurt?
Benny Biceps?
I don't think Benintendi is. Do you?
No.
I'd put
Evaldi.
I'd put Sale. I know he's hurt, but he's on the team. Big enough name. He's more popular than Nathan Evaldi.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Joe Kelly.
It's not really asking.
Put him on the list.
Yeah, but I'll go back to Sale. As likable as Sale is, I think a lot of people resent him because of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not his fault.
Still
I don't
on
think
the
they resent.
What?
Sorry?
Pedroia is still on the team, isn't he?
Good
we're
point.
Not, we're not putting him on there. Jackie Bradley? People like Jackie Bradley?
Yeah,
no, he's too polarizing,
they
though.
Love. Jackie Bradley. You know what Jackie Bradley is? He is the Red Sox version of Tuca.
Yeah.
You've got this one set.
He's the greatest defensive outfielder in the history of the sport. He's
You're on the team, no?
UVA is yeah. so beyond anybody else's. Oh, no, that's like an index. That's like
I don't know. It might be, though. I'm sure it's high.
What's the thing?
His
UVA
warp?
Is sunscreen.
His warp? Right, no, I know. The
his
warp. The war. No, warp. The war.
His war.
His war. His war is so much better than everyone else's.
His wins above replacement.
It makes such a difference.
His defensive war.
Yes, but they don't know. They'll say they'll let the play.
We had that hitting streak that lasted for a long time, but I'm not putting him on there.
What was that back in 2017?
Yeah,
it's been 3 years.
So we're gonna go Mookie. Or I'm sorry, no, that's the kind of the point. We're going. We're going Bogaerts, Devers, JD Martinez,
Chris Sale,
and Sale. Greg doesn't like the Sale one.
I think
like
he kind of wins by default.
I think he does. Who else would you really put?
I'm honestly, I can't put Benintendi there.
That's
kind of a joke about Nathan Eovaldi.
Nope.
Brandon Workman.
Nope.
There really isn't a four.
No. Put Sale.
Eduardo Rodriguez.
Just puts no.
At least he pitches.
Well, hopefully. Right at now least, he's got coronavirus.
Well, yeah, no, I understand that. But I expect him to actually pitch this year, unlike Chris Sale.
No, I know.
I can't put a guy on the list who's not going to play this year. Who has that contract. Maybe I'm different from everybody else. That contract sours me
so much.
Oh, it sucks.
The contract sucks. The contract sucks.
But it ruins Chris Sale for me.
Okay.
Totally ruins Chris
But he always
Sale
says
me.
The right things, though.
I know he does.
He
and
does.
I love him because
People
of that.
People like him because of that.
And I like him, too, but he gets ruined because of that contract. And again, not his fault.
Mm.
I would have signed it, too.
All right, put him on there anyway. I'm curious to see how many votes he
Who
gets.
Who the hell are you?
So,
is it your show or something?
Well, today it is.
Oh, okay.
So if you go to the Twitter, at Dale Keefe, WEEI, we're going to put up a poll question for all four of the teams. And then once we find out who the most popular is per team, then we'll have a... sometime next week we'll do the four guys, and I honestly don't know who's going to win because I think Cam Newton has a good guess.
I don't see
that. No, so
what you say? I swear to God, I have not rigged this poll.
I don't know how. If I could, I would because I care that much
about it.
The NFL season is sort of they've slowly started to make some decisions about how they're going to try to get things going. They had one ruling yesterday that got a
That's
lot of players talking.
That's
I know Tom E. Curran thinks that the NFL needs to kind of tap the brakes a little bit on their plans for the 2020 season. We'll get into what those plans are coming up. You can join us as well, 617-779-7937. It is Dale and Keefe with Greg Dickerson, Sports Radio, WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter,
Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
Back here on Dale and Keith. Dale is off today. Greg Dickerson is in. And the NFL, unlike the other leagues, they've had the ability to sort of wait. They haven't had to, you know, stop the season towards the end like basketball and hockey did.
Just plow through, baby.
They just waiting. You know, baseball obviously had their issues and they've settled on a 60-game season. But the NFL is still hoping to play in the fall. And Tommy Kern has an article on NBCSportsBoston.com where he's saying you might want to tap the brakes on the 2020 season. Insofar as, you know, they do still have some time. And it seems like they're trying to come up with these different, like, safety precautions. And the one yesterday, Greg, that got so much attention was these guys are allowed to play. Like, you're going to have a real game, you know, about a three-hour game. And but at the end of it, no jersey swaps, no high-fiving, and no gathering closer than 6 feet.
Which makes plenty of sense because right, you spend three-plus hours spitting, farting, burping, doing whatever on somebody else for 3 hours, and then, no, stay away!
Stay away. Now, and at the end...
Oh, by the way, you've been tested 47 times as well, but after the game, stay as far away as possible.
That jersey is covered in coronavirus, so do not hand it over to that guy.
So much sense.
So all the players, like Richard Sherman and Deshaun Watson, everybody else tweeting about it or making fun of it, like that makes no sense. And I don't know why you're coming out with that now anyway.
But doesn't the NFL do it just to cover their they cover their ass, basically, is what they do with
I guess so, but that one in particular
and
just makes no sense.
How do you enforce it? And that's right, the other thing, too.
No, then you have to hire extra security to go out there and stand in between.
Jersey, no.
I think I saw a jersey. And then those guys are going to get fined and everything else. But I'm trying to stay positive as it relates to the NFL in the fall. I know the Ravens put out a thing saying, well, hey, if we can have fans, this is how many we're going to be able to have. Like they know it's not going to be full capacity, but they're hoping to, you know, maybe open the door up to, I think it was like 14,000 fans or something like that.
Chiefs had the same thing last week.
But it seems like preseason is probably going to get wiped out. And
by the way,
unfortunately, what's the next step after that? You're okay with it, right?
No, I'm not. For once in my lifetime.
Yeah, now that they're taking it away from us.
I actually am going to miss two preseason games. I will actually miss preseason games if there are none. I'm at the point where I'm just so desperate for live sports, American sports competition that I enjoy, that I would watch a second or third preseason game.
Well, I mean, selfishly,
I'd watch it anyway.
Yeah, but I was gonna say selfishly, every August, you know that, like, all right, here you go. We're gonna have football games to talk about, even though they don't count. It's like a full month of nonsense games. I've never needed four of them. You know, the last one is essentially guys that you're never going to see, right? Just kind of playing out the string.
Jacoby Myers.
But if you give me two games, like, yeah, I'll take those two games. But if you don't have that, my thought then just goes to, all right, so at what point do you take away games in September?
Let me ask you this. What is, because I'm trying to figure this out, what is the league that is most likely to have to stop or stop again?
Baseball.
Why is that?
I think
just because of the spread out nature of not being in a bubble.
They're not in a bubble. They're in every city and every state. And I guess you could say the same thing about football. But baseball also had a number of players already bag out.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that could start to snowball. Like, you get into the season and you're like, oh, wait a minute, like, more of these guys have it. Like, listen, I thought it was going to be kind of a risk, but it's even more of a risk than I thought. And then they're already pissed about the money. So, like, even aside from a safety thing, I think baseball could maybe pull the plug.
I think it's basketball. I think it's basketball
because of this bubble.
Well, I think it's been proven that just because you're in a bubble doesn't mean that guys aren't going to get coronavirus or there isn't going to be a spike. You've seen that in MLS. You've seen two teams have to drop out in their Fococta tournament over there in Orlando. Yeah,
it's the MLS's back tournament.
Yes.
Put some respect on the
I apologize.
Name, would you?
Dallas FC and Nashville FC. So screw you, Keith, okay? I know the names.
Yeah,
I'm there.
Yeah.
Boo-Boo scored last night or Bo.
Gustavo Bo.
Bo
scored last night for the
It was a rocket. Did you see that thing?
Isn't it Bow, not Bo?
I don't know. If you don't know what it is, Chime, what, save the chime. What are we doing?
Well, I was saying it because I think you were pronouncing it wrong. I wanted to help you.
You think? You don't know either.
I was told it's bow.
By who? Who told you that?
People who are dedicated to the sport.
Yeah, exactly. Who told you that?
It's bow? Put up another poll question. Bow or bow?
And but, was it a rocket that he shot
way,
last night?
But my question would be, it was a rocket. I saw that. I saw the goal. Isn't the MLS bubble, if you will, probably not as secure as the NBA bubble, just as far as like, how much money you can put into it and everything else?
Well,
are they
probably? But it's not like it's wide open. I'm guessing in the MLS they're not letting wives and girlfriends and both of them and buddies and friends coming in.
But also a big part of that, I don't think, and I guess I don't know. I don't know if this for a fact.
Don't think, Rich. So we've told you that before.
This could be a reckless statement, but I believe. Well, a lot of these guys that came for the MLS is back tournament, they tested positive early on, meaning in my mind, they probably brought it with them. They didn't necessarily get it in Florida. Everybody's like, oh, Florida's a hotbed. Yeah, it is. But these guys all came from Dallas, like, and that one team had like 9 or 10 guys. Nashville had 9 or 10 guys. None of the other teams had that many. So I'm wondering if in basketball you get there early enough, you get tested. I mean, they're going to be getting tested every other day. And then I just think because hockey and basketball isn't trying to play a whole season, that maybe they can just get 2.5 months of sports and then get out of there and then reassess for next season.
I just think if you have one stoppage, if you're the NBA or the NHL, you're screwed. You have to shut down and then you have to just say,
that's true,
we're done. We're going to move on to next December and hopefully we can play in 2021. But the other thing with the NBA, most of these guys, Rich, have what? They've already gotten paid.
They got their money.
They've gotten most of their money. You're already seeing guys complain about certain things.
Oh,
so
they certainly are. We'll get to what they're complaining about, but I also want to ask a question, a basketball question, so we could, you know, put for like the masks and the testing and stuff to the side for a minute. But Scottie Pippen was talking about Jason Tatum earlier in the week. I want to get your take on, can Jason Tatum be the best player right now on a title team? And we'll also assess the chances for the Celtics inside this bubble. We'll do that when we come back. It is Dale and Keith with Greg Dickerson, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.